It's On Second Thought. I'm Celeste Headlee. Over the past year, Hollywood has been rocked by scandal after scandal. Some of the most powerful figures in the industry have been accused of sexual misconduct.
Harvey Weinstein has just resigned from the board of directors of the Weinstein Company, but it wasn't just a resignation. This was either you resign or we're firing you.
The growing backlash for Kevin Spacey amid that sexual misconduct accusation. Netflix announcing the end of House of Cards.
Comedian Louis C.K. is the latest entertainer accused of inappropriate sexual behavior.
A group of women in Georgia's film community want to address sexual abuse in our state. They founded a group called Safety Shot. And I'm joined now by two of them. Susan Satterfield is a longtime filmmaker who works on TV pilots, documentaries, and indie films as well. Hi, Susan.
Hi.
And also with us is attorney Laura Lundy, attorney and actress, I should say. Laura Lundy, it's good to have you as well.
Thank you so much.
Let's start with Laura. It appears that the first thing that needs to happen is a definition of terms, right? We don't in Georgia have a clear definition of what is sexual harassment.
Right. So, and when we're talking specifically more in, like, I guess the civil realm, I divide the law between civil and criminal. We'd have a criminal, and that would be sexual assault, aggravated sexual assault. But for the civil realm, it's really under Title VII, which is federal law, not state law, that they have a definition. So in order to bring a claim, for example, in Georgia, you would have to maybe bring it under intentional infliction of emotional distress or some other claim.
I want to play this comment from Gabrielle Pickle, an Atlanta-based film producer that has worked with both of you to start up Safety Shot. She actually was in a scary situation a few years ago. She felt threatened by a colleague on a film project, and she says that person was fired, but it actually made her worry more.
I was able to handle it because I am a producer and I do have influence with the people above me to address that, but it just terrified me because if it happened to me as a woman who is in charge, how much more is it happening to every person who is not in power? And that's what just terrified me, that I didn't know how to protect these little, my PAs.
Production assistants. So Susan, this has been a relatively common theme that we hear about these very powerful, famous women who've been subject to pretty horrible things. How does one protect a production assistant, a walk-on? You know what I mean? How do you protect the people who have zero power on a set?
I think there's several things we can do. I mean, as producers, the people in charge need to take responsibility and make sure that everybody understands what the culture of the production is. We're kind of a pop-up business, so
You mean the whole film industry?
The whole film industry, well, you know, even television shows that are ongoing, you know, you don't have, in a lot of cases, a human resources person on set. Certainly in indie films, that's not the case. So you need to, the producer, the people in charge need to make sure the whole crew understands what the boundaries are and what's allowed. And then people who are not as empowered need to know, who can they go to? How do you report if something does happen? You know, and how do you make sure that people are not retaliated against?
And this is kind of a question. Let me play another comment from your colleague, Gabrielle Pickle, who says making sexual harassment awareness is one of the priorities that needs to happen pretty much immediately.
I've had people come to me, hey, I don't know if this is harassment, but I saw this, let's talk about this, and just being very upfront. And we're like, no, that's not really harassment, but maybe we should just, let's just say something just in case so that people know this person felt uncomfortable. And just kind of empowering people to watch out for each other and speak up. It's been really pretty incredible.
So Laura, there has been conversation about whether or not the Me Too movement is going too far. Right. And it sounds a bit like Gabrielle's addressing that people are aware of what is an inappropriate behavior and what is not. How do you sort of draw those lines?
Well, I think one is doing kind of what Gabby is doing, what she's done is she's inserted a protocol so that people know, okay, if I see something, I can come forward and report it. I think also it is, you know, these the unions in our field of work coming out with videotapes or something that gives hypotheticals in defining a situation, and people can look to that and say, okay, this kind of fits my scenario, so I maybe need to go forward and report this.
But one of the things, Susan, is that, as you were mentioning, we're not talking about an office building. We're not talking about a whole lot of privacy in many cases. You're often on a set going to complain to the very people who hired that actor or that person on the crew. How do you make that easier for a woman or in some cases a man to report?
Well, we're all having a come to Jesus right now, honestly. And all the guilds, all the unions are looking at what they have in place and finding that in some cases it's not enough, that we really need to have more clarity. We need to have more boundaries. We need to I'm a member of the Producers Guild, and they're working on a draft right now, an anti-sexual harassment draft that has all the components of, you know, training, your paperwork, reporting, how you make sure people feel safe, you know, who having a designated person or two on set that everybody knows they can come to, but if for some reason you can't go to that person, there's a backup person. They're talking about also anonymous reporting where you can call a hotline or you can even use an app to report a situation so that that information goes into a vault and it's there right after it happened so that that person who may have been a victim of sexual harassment has a minute to think about how am I going to screw up their courage, if you will, and decide, because not everybody wants to report. It's a scary thing.
Now, you went through an incident in your own career several years ago or quite some time ago?
Yes, it was when I was just starting out, and it was my first feature film, and I was hired as the director's assistant. I was thrilled to have that position, and the director came in from L.A., and the first week or so was fine. Our relationship was completely professional, and then at one point I was asked to come to the hotel suite to help him make script changes. And my mother said, why would anybody go to the hotel rooms? But it's very common that we're working out of hotels, right? So, I had a Harvey Weinstein type incident with that person. And fortunately,
he was naked.
He was exposing himself, let's say. So, and literally chasing me around the hotel room.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so it was terrifying.
The reason I ask about that is because did you end up reporting that?
No, I did not. I knew that the only person above him was a good friend of his, and I knew that if I reported it, I would be gone. And, you know, that was the last time he tried to do anything like that because I was, you know, I clearly
running, screaming
I was
around
running,
a room.
Screaming away. I was clearly not going to cooperate. But, you know, I saw him harass several other people over the course. I warned the women that I could, which is a common thing. We warn each other under, you know, under the radar.
See, and this is the problem, Laura, because the way that we have functioned in the past, and I, in full disclosure, I'm a member of SAG-AFTRA myself and have been in some cases, part of some of the reporting on this. This is the problem is that women, we tell each other privately. How do we make it possible for somebody like Susan, who's just getting her first big break, to safely report this? Is the union the way to do that? Because indie films are often non-union.
Yeah, and you know, we've been having this conversation about how do you give a person the courage to come forward. And I think that you do that by having someone in a place where they feel they in such a level of power or equal level of power, be that a woman or a man that is that has a reputation of not allowing this to happen. And so there's almost like this buddy system, right? That like you, I know I can come forward because I have someone in a level of power, kind of like what Susan was saying, that there was nobody above him that she felt comfortable that would be on her side. And I think that if that
means
she would
have been fired.
Right. And
yeah.
And I think you have to give the person courage to come forward without fear of retaliation or something like that. And if that means having people in the level of power, then that needs what needs to be.
All right. So we're going to move on to talk about some of the things that Safety Shot has come up with. But first, let's hear from Gabby one more time, Gabrielle Pickle. Currently working on a film that's being shot here in Atlanta. It's starring Leslie Odom Jr. and Frida Pinto. And this is the first Georgia-based production, according to Gabby, that follows the protocols that have been developed by your group to address sexual misconduct. And she says in everybody's contract that they signed, there is a clause about sexual harassment.
We are a zero-tolerance set, and that they are specifically signing up to saying they've read it and that they know that they can be dismissed if this is proven, and that we will get the unions involved. The unions have different hotline numbers that they have provided for people to call, and it's both for people who have been harassed as well as people who are being harassed by a member of that union or guild.
If you're just joining us, I'm speaking with filmmaker Susan Satterfield and actress slash attorney Laura Lundy. They've helped start this initiative called Safety Shot that hopes to address sexual harassment and assault within Georgia's film industry. So what is in the clause that people are signing when they sign the contract? She says there's a zero tolerance, but is there also, Laura, a description of what sexual harassment is?
So it for her, it outlines a protocol of reporting, which before now, and what Gabby was saying is that that was not included in the contract.
Yeah.
And so what she's done is she's set forth a protocol of, if you feel like you are having sexual advances made towards you, and if you don't adhere to those advances, that there's going to be some sort of retaliation, or if you feel like you all of a sudden have an unsafe work environment, that you don't feel comfortable coming to work, you're unable to perform your job, then you need to come forward and report that circumstance.
Do you think, Susan, that we have I guess cross the Rubicon here? Or I know that there's many people who feel like, look, the Me Too movement is going to be over. It'll quiet down and then things go back to business as usual. Do you think that's true?
I really don't think that's true. I think that people are feeling way more empowered. This has been something that has been, as we said, a whisper network. And I think really, truly, the time is up. I think there are a lot of women who feel like they've tried to color inside the lines, follow the rules, play by all the rules, play it safe, and not make waves. And things have only gotten worse instead of better. So I don't think it's going to go back to what it was. Is there some backlash and potential for backlash? I mean, that is the case. And this is on a, you know, this behavior is on a spectrum. And, you know, we do recognize, you know, there are people who unintentionally offend, and there are people who basically have predatory behavior at the other end of the spectrum.
Do you treat them differently?
I think so. I think, you know, someone who unintentionally offends deserves a warning.
Someone who asks out an employee, maybe, and didn't maybe realize.
Right, exactly. You know, and as long as they are not trying to retaliate or continue that behavior, you know, sometimes sometimes people are just not as sensitive as they need to be. And so, you know, I think we do owe people a warning if it's something mild and it doesn't seem intentional. But, you know, sexual harassment is really a kind of bullying in a lot of cases. I mean, if you take out the word sexual, it's just bullying behavior. It's a power dynamic.
So where do you look, Laura, for guidelines on how to make this better? Are there other states that are also moving forward this? Is Hollywood itself moving forward with this in terms of finding best practices?
I think so. Like Susan mentioned, the PGA is coming out with a draft on it.
Producers Guild of America.
Yes, Producers Guild of America. And I know that SAG-AFTRA is as well. And it's caused everyone to look at their system and reevaluate and find the discrepancies in their system. And I know for these two unions, we're definitely seeing a change.
Do you think there is more sexual harassment and assault in Hollywood, or that those cases are just getting more attention?
I think that they're getting more attention. I know that for myself, you know, I'm also in the legal world, and it's also a power dynamic of, you know,
predominantly male.
Right. And the only time I've experienced it personally was in the legal world. It was not in the film world, for example. And so I do think that it's getting more attention because it's the media. I mean, it's not, and it's people who have the platform to speak. That's part of why it's getting so much attention drawn to it, is because you have people who are these public figures who have a platform to speak on, and they're stepping up to the plate and talking about it.
So, Susan, do you have any hopes that what happens with your effort and other efforts in Hollywood will then have effects in places like restaurants and, you know, secretarial pools?
I was really excited about the Time's Up movement when they came out. That was part of their message and part of their initiative to say, you know, we're not just speaking out for people in the film industry or women in Hollywood. We are concerned about women who don't have the voice. We recognize that there are a lot of women who don't have the power that we do, and we want to stand up for them as well.
Mm. And within the minute that we have left, do you agree that do you think that there's more sexual harassment in Hollywood, or there's just more attention on it?
I think that in the culture, it has been allowed to run rampant because of people like Harvey Weinstein, and because of the pop-up nature of things, and, you know, lack of an HR department. So I think perhaps it had to get this bad for something to change.
Interesting. That's filmmaker Susan Satterfield and actress/attorney Laura Lundy. The two helped start an initiative called Safety Shot. It's meant to address sexual harassment and assault within Georgia's film industry. Thanks so much to both of you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.